Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at authority of Jesus proven by the resurrection, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, 19 and 20. What evidence can be given that God can grant hope to the Christian and they will become his inheritance? Paul says it is the resurrection and the positioning of Jesus at God's right hand. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. In the days of Paul, people believed there were many gods. Consider Roman and Greek mythology. Which god was the most powerful? The superior god. Paul and other writers gave many examples of God's strength and his superiority over all the other gods. Paul's example in this context is the resurrection of Jesus. Paul also stated that God seated Jesus at his right hand in the heavenly places with authority. How can we have the confidence God gave Jesus all this authority? Because of the resurrection of Jesus. Paul trusted the fact that God gave Jesus all authority because he received this information from God by the Holy Spirit. Paul believed this fact, even though Paul himself did not personally see it. Paul wants the Ephesians to have the confidence, and us as well, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God because God raised Jesus from the dead. If God can raise Jesus from the dead, then God can place Jesus at his right hand. The second is proven by the first. There are many proofs, both inside and outside the Bible, which prove Jesus was raised from the dead. To itemize this is not within the scope of our broadcast today. What we must focus on is Jesus being at God's right hand and having all the authority God has given him. So what is the significance or importance of Jesus having all this authority? It means that there is no one who has more authority than him. The one exception is God himself, because God has to have more authority than Jesus in order to grant this authority to Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 27. God is not under the authority of Jesus, but Jesus is under the authority of God. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this time verse 28. One could say God delegated authority to Jesus. As a result of Jesus having authority over everything, including the church, then Christians, and especially the church, must be looking to Jesus for his permission or authority to do any and all things. Everything a Christian does in this world, both physically and spiritually, they must have the approval of Jesus for their actions. As Christians consider this fact, stated by Paul, that Jesus has been given all authority, then we must constantly be learning what Jesus taught. As we apply the things he taught to our lives, then we will have his permission and we will be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today. I hope you have a great day living God's way.